It's 10:40 and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Natasha Jaferi with Michelle Grace and Jesse Mirsky. In the weather, it's a windy 4 degrees outside our East York studio. Now here are the headlines. Northbound lanes on the 427 remain closed. In federal election news, election campaigns get ugly. And in entertainment, Prince Williams and Kate Middleton promised to make their wedding an interactive event. Now to our top story. It's the second day in a row a horrific car crash has happened on the highway. This time, it was on the 427. According to 680 News, all northbound lanes on the 427 still remains closed due to a collision between a car and two tractor trailers. According to 680 News, a woman was pinned for several minutes in her vehicle by the steering wheel before crews were able to cut her out of her car. According to 680 News, police said the woman cut in front of a truck trying to make a last-minute lane change when a second truck carrying corrosive materials swerved to avoid the collision and ended up in a ditch. The woman has been taken to the hospital for life-threatening injuries, and it is still unknown when the northbound lanes will open up again. In national news, with only 2 weeks left of the federal election election campaign parties are using alternative and dirty ways to get their message across. According to 680 News, there have been malicious late-night prank calls, illegal lawn sign tampering, and even a gay smear campaign. According to 680 News, a Brampton Liberal campaign volunteer has been charged with stealing signs from the local Conservative candidate. This is only one of many vandalizing acts that have been going on during the election campaign. Despite the attacks, according to CTV, the Tories stay in a 9-point lead with a support of 39.8% of decided voters, and not too far behind are Liberals at 32%. This could lead to another minority government. In more local news, Don Valley West Liberal MP Rob Oliphant expressed concern over Stephen Harper's spending priorities of an extra $50 billion when the country is already in major debt. He also believes that Harper is ignoring the important issues. Alyssa Randall reports.
Democratic failures. We've decided to put down...
The Liberals are unhappy with Harper and his Conservative government's economic record when it comes to their spending priorities. They are planning to vote soon for the government to fall. Beaches East York Liberal MP Maria Minna said there are many issues the Liberal government wants to stop in order for Canada to save money.
We would stop the $6 billion corporate tax cuts. And we would actually increase whatever cuts the Conservatives have already done under that item. We would stop the $13 billion expense on super prisons. And we would stop the $30 billion on fighter jets where there was absolutely no tender at all. Because all this money is money that Canadians can save and redirect for better things.
Don Valley West Liberal MP Rob Oliphant also expressed concern over Harper spending of an extra $50 billion when the government is already in a $50 billion debt.
Not only do we have a $53 to $56 billion deficit, he's got $50 extra billion he wants to spend, ignores public pensions, ignores national daycare, ignores family care, and ignores post-secondary education.
The Harper government has a strong possibility of being defeated on Friday, either on the vote of the federal budget by the three opposition parties or by a Liberal non-confidence motion. I'm Elisa Randall for Observer Radio News, Toronto.
In more local news, the reason is still unknown as to why York University student Quinn Lee was found dead in her basement. According to 680 News, at a news conference yesterday, investigators showed frustration over the release of a photo of a possible suspect. This could potentially be meddling with their investigation. Investigation urged the media not to publish any photographs of suspects. It was believed that Lee was talking with her friend from China on Friday night through webcam before an unknown man knocked on the door and Lee let him in. The vicious act was partially caught on webcam before the unknown suspect closed the laptop. According to 680 News, Lee's autopsy has failed to show the cause of the death, and now police are waiting for the toxicology tests to come in. In more local news, it was a happy ending for a Toronto janitor, John Addo. Addo stepped forward yesterday to claim his $16.6 million share of last week's Lotto Max prize. When he spoke to CP24, Addo said when he found out about the win, he went into shock and had to lie down for a bit to process what had just happened. According to CP24, Addo was an employee of a local industrial cleaning company and has been working 7 days a week to make ends meet since moving to the city 3 years ago. Addo moved to Canada from Ghana 20 years ago, and now he's planning on going back home to visit family and purchase his own home. Looks like Addo won't need to clean anymore. And now to Michelle for sports.
Thanks, Natasha, and hello, everyone. In hockey, Chicago Blackhawks take the win with 7-2 over the Vancouver Canucks in Chicago last night in Game 4 of the Western Conference quarterfinals. There was a bit of an uproar when Raffi Torres of the Vancouver Canucks may have had a little too much body contact on Sunday when Brett Seabrook of Chicago was unable to play in Game 4 last night due to injuries on the ice during Sunday's game. According to the Toronto Star, Seabrook stated that Torres' hit deserves a suspension. He said he felt sore, but there was no indication he wouldn't have been able to play last night. Seabrook had his head crushed during Sunday night's game by Torres, which has raised the question whether or not the NHL's concussion protocol is being taken into proper consideration. In baseball, the Blue Jays played last night against the New York Yankees in Toronto and took it home during the bottom of the 10th inning, which brought the Jays to a 6-5 victory over the Yankees. In more baseball news, Blue Jays pitcher Jesse Litch has been let go, and the Jays are now welcoming Frank Francesco from Texas onto the team. According to the Toronto Star, with the return of Brandon Morrow, it was a toss-up who was to be demoted. It was between Litch and Jojo Reyes, and there was a number of odds facing Litch. Being let go is never easy, and according to the Star, the only reason of his let go was due to the fact that he had missed most of last two seasons due to injuries which included hip and elbow surgery. In tennis, 20-year-old Milos Raonic from Thornhill defeated Czech veteran Radek Stepanek 6-4, 6-2 yesterday during the second round of the Barcelona Open. Raonic was able to break an early 2-1 lead yesterday and maintained a good, steady focus throughout the game, which brought the win for Canada. And that's all for sports. Be sure to stay with us as Jesse will have entertainment news right after the break.
Psst. Students, ever feel like you're restricted with your current cell phone bill? Well, ever since I joined Virgin Mobile, I can talk, text, go on the web, and check my email for only $25. Go crazy! Hey, Michelle! You want to take a road trip to San Francisco? I got extra money to spare. Well, maybe not that crazy. Just Virgin Mobile crazy.
Welcome back and hello, everyone. Don't worry if you weren't invited to the royal wedding. Prince William and Kate Middleton will be broadcasting the big day live on YouTube. They'll also be using Facebook and Twitter to create a social media presence for the event. The idea is to have people interacting online as they watch the wedding. The couple regularly uses Facebook and YouTube, and they hope to make their exchanging of vows the world's most interactive event ever. The royal wedding takes place on April 29th. And if you're planning a wedding of your own, this next story might interest you. Of all of Toronto's Greektown flower shops, there's one that maintains a clear difference from the others. As Observer Radio News' Sharon Tharab reports, it's an art gallery of nature.
Bruno Duarte has owned a small flower shop on the Danforth for 5 years. Though some might question the practicality of a flower shop, Duarte says his shop, Fresh Floral Creations, has distinct services and features.
A little more architectural and more unique to do larger features. So our space is more conducive to our gallery as opposed to a flower shop.
Duarte's first job was sweeping the floors at a flower shop when he was a boy. He gave serious thought about how to make his own business stand out and came up with a much broader idea. Duarte's shop specializes in arrangements that fuse exotic flowers with elements from nature, like miniature tree trunks. Visitors of his shop say these colorful pieces, which can be featured on a wall or windowsill, are very eye-catching. Duarte hopes that his approach to floral design rubs off this Valentine's Day. He says the rose has become a bit boring after so many years, and he suggests pairing it with orchids instead. Sharon Tharab, Observer Radio News, Toronto, Ontario.
Woody Harrelson's Bullet for Adolf previewed in Toronto last night. The award-winning actor co-wrote and directed the play. This made-in-Toronto comedy is based on childhood experiences of Harrelson's and uses dialogue from conversations he had at that time. This isn't the first time Harrelson's shown his love for our city. He directed This Is Our Youth here a few years ago and has said that Toronto is his favorite city in North America. Bullet for Adolf officially opens this Thursday at the Hart House Theater. And that's all for entertainment. Now let's send it back to Natasha for the wrap.
Thanks, Jesse. That's our show for now. You can find more news online at torontoobserver.ca. We'll have more news coming up shortly, but until then, I'm Natasha Jaffari. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great day.